Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Hello, this is Carol Tobias. Thank you so much for joining us today. This week, we are going to be talking with Louise Zaffarini from our State Organizational Development Department. We're going to talk about some of the things that chapters can do to prepare for maybe even January 22nd activities. We are coming up on the 39th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Very sad, 39 years, but we are still here and the pro-life movement is stronger than ever. This week, we're going to talk with Louise about some of the things that you could do individually, but specifically also what Right to Life chapters can do. So, Louise, welcome.
Thank you.
We are going to be talking some about what chapters could be doing in January. So why don't you talk about a little about what they can do?
Well, one of the most important roles that a local Right to Life chapter plays in their community is keeping the issue alive and also educating the people that live there. This year, one of the top priorities of the Right to Life movement is going to be educating communities about the capability of unborn children to feel pain. So we really want our chapters to get as much information into their communities as they can.
I think this is a great issue because it brings the focus of the pro-life movement back to the baby, where we're talking about an unborn child who can feel pain. Now, is this a theme that is going to be worked throughout the chapters? Can you talk about that some?
Well, we ask our chapters to use this as a theme in educating people this year and all throughout next year, especially with the upcoming anniversary of Roe v. Wade. A lot of communities have January 22nd activities where they commemorate that horrible judicial decision with marches, with gatherings. We're asking our chapters to basically theme these events with unborn babies can feel pain. That's really going to drive the message home for a lot of people. They're going to see that this event is talking about an important issue. It's something we can all relate to, and it has us relate to the humanity of the unborn child. It's going to touch a lot of hearts.
So this is something that we will probably be seeing in Washington with the national rally, but something that can be done not only in state capitals where they may be having rallies in January, but some local chapters also have their own smaller community events.
Correct. We have already 5 states that have passed unborn pain legislation. And even in those states, we're asking state and local groups to talk about this issue. We'd like states that haven't passed it, but have a good chance of passing it also to talk about it. And like I said, it's important that local chapters discuss these issues at all levels. It's important, especially in an organization like ours, where you know we have a presence nationally, but also very important that we have that issue or the issue locally. People talking about unborn children all the time at home, not just at the Capitol, not just at the state Capitol.
And I would think this is something, too, that even on top of or in addition to January activities, if they are going to be speaking in churches or in community organizations where they get invited to do some kind of speaking event, that there are a lot of different venues that can be used to talk about not only January 22nd and what that has meant for our country, but again, to bring it back to the unborn child can feel pain during an abortion.
Definitely. I know that in my own hometown, they have a lot of Right to Life activities that happen even late into the fall. And in January, there are definitely a lot of events. But this issue, like I said, is going to be a priority of the Right to Life movement throughout the next year. And so, you know, we have educational materials and information that we can hand off to our chapters so they can use it throughout the year.
And that's something we're going to talk about tomorrow, is some of the materials that are available that can be sent out to the chapters and to anyone who wants to get in on this, basically a national campaign, to again bring to the public that the unborn child can feel pain. And we are going to talk about this some more tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with us.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.